Hundreds of uniformed men and women cheered in celebration of the F-35 basing decision when Vermont Adjutant General Steve Cray made the announcement inside an Air Guard hangar. The decision by the Secretary of the Air Force came after intense debate in communities surrounding the airport. Proponents of the jets say the planes will keep the Guard current, maintaining its contribution to the local economy. Critics of the plan say the F-35s are too loud and don't yet have enough flight hours to be proven safe. Despite those concerns, Governor Peter Shumlin said the decision was a win for Vermont. He said the state would work with the community to make sure the Guard's transition is smooth.
It's a great moment for us, but we'll have the times in the months and years ahead to get this one right.
Part of that transition is a multi-million-dollar refitting of base equipment to accommodate the new jets. Air Guard Colonel David Bozuski says the Guard will form a transition plan that sets the course for the basing.
And that'll include all the training, not just for our pilots, but also for our maintainers. So any aspect of our current job that we do that changes, there will be retraining that's accomplished. Most likely, our pilots will go down to Eglin Air Force Base and learn how to fly the F-35.
The transition process is expected to be complete by 2020 when the fleet of 18 F-35s comes to Vermont. In the intervening years, Burlington Mayor Moreau Weinberger says he plans to work with residents near the airport to address their concerns, which include noise and safety problems in that area.
In some very real way, regardless of what the decision was today, the airport, South Burlington, we have work to do to ensure that the airport is as good a neighbor as it can be, that neighborhood that surrounds the airport really on the other side of the airstrip is healthy and thriving.
Opponents of the jet have pledged to continue their fight with a lawsuit in federal court. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.